Right now, we thought we would take some phone calls after our Johnny Manziel segment and see what the P1s had to say about that. And we start off with Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
Woo-hoo! Hey, John, you remember me?
Yeah.
It's your old cousin, Elmer Wayne, from out here in the sticks in Van Zandt County.
Not my cousin, but you have called the show before.
I know you remember me because you were the one who taught me that menage a trois wasn't immoral as long as the three guys loved each other.
I never said anything like that.
You still working on the terrestrial radio?
Yeah, still doing that radio thing.
Man, when you gonna wise up and move into the future of commerce?
What's that?
Selling fart jars on an Etsy shop.
Yeah, that's maybe someday.
That's what my wife did. She made $5,000 last month doing that.
Whoa.
Wow.
You ought to look into it. Want me to send you some mason jars and some bean dip?
No.
I can get you a starter kit going.
No, that's gross.
How you doing, old boy?
I'm fine.
Did you go out to the Cowboys in Hollywood, California?
We went out to the Cowboys. Yes, we did.
You get to see old Roger Starbatch? I know you loved him.
Yeah, I love Roger, but he wasn't there.
I remember when we was kids, you had that Starbatch poster with the hole cut in it up there on the wall.
No.
What, George?
No. No.
You really love the Cowboys, didn't you?
No.
Hey, I heard you when I was calling in on the telephone. They put me on hold. I heard you talking about Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Football. Have you seen the documentary?
Oh, I ain't seen no documentary, but I knew his family.
You did?
Yeah, I was in business with a few of his distant relatives selling that Heisenberg blue meth.
That's somewhat believable.
Yeah, and Johnny came to see me once. He came on out to our place here. We went out and we got tattoos and rode four-wheelers and painted a penis on the water tower.
Again, that sounds possible.
Yeah, that was on his 8th birthday.
Oh, so man.
I knew him well.
Dang.
And I was a big fan of his. He was the first kid I ever knew that went to college.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We ain't college people like you and Johnny Manziel seem to be all the time.
All the time.
But I'd love to watch that documentary on him, but our TV, it ain't shown a picture in 8 years.
Oh.
Huh. You just get the sound.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. We ain't got cable out this far. You know, they ain't laid it out this far, but...
I bet they have.
But we barely even pick up one UHF station. We on rabbit ears out here, and it's always that religious woman with the big cotton candy hair.
That's all you can get?
That's all we get out here. She's always sitting next to that crypt keeper husband of hers, begging for money for the Lord.
Yeah, that is weird.
Hey, listen, old boy, I got a few favors to ask of you.
Okay.
Would you mind too much if me and my wife and our 12 kids moved into your house for the rest of the summer?
12 kids? And yeah, I don't, you're not...
It is so hot out here in our single wide. I mean, we ain't got no AC ever since the meth head put a load of buckshot through our Frigidaire window unit.
George, you ought to help them out. They're kin.
Well, maybe we can get you a new window unit.
It's been 20 years since that happened, and this summer's the first time it's just been too hot. Man, me and my wife are just sweating our balls off.
Your wife?
I mean, me and the kids, we've been spending most of the day neck deep in the stock pond just to keep cool.
Well, just you do what you have to do.
Just us and 40 head of cattle crowded in that pond. And about half a dozen of our kids been diagnosed with the E. coli.
Oh, no.
Poisoning,
oh.
Being in that water.
Yeah, keep them out of that pond.
Yeah, fortunately, due to a genetic mutation, they are immune to the effects of E. coli, so.
Oh, well, that's good.
I guess first cousin reproduction does have its benefits.
Oh, hey, gee whiz.
But we need to get to a place that's got refrigerated air, and so you got room in that living room?
No, not really. That's a lot of people.
We just need a pull-out couch and a pallet of Funyuns, and we could make it a month on that.
Oh, gosh.
We won't bother you too much. Hey, one question. Do you mind indoor goats?
Yes.
Indoor goats.
Indoor goats.
I got another favor to ask of you.
Hmm.
Doc says I ain't doing too well.
Oh, no.
And so he kind of recommended it, and you know I hate to ask you for anything.
Sure.
I rarely do when I call you.
Right.
But you got a pig valve for my heart I can borrow?
Well, why would you get that from me? No.
Well, I thought I heard you got a few pig valves a few years back.
No, not yet.
Your wife put that in the Christmas card y'all sent out here.
No, we don't put details like that in there.
I could really use one of them pig valves.
Well, call a pig.
Call a pig? Who ever heard of such a thing?
I know, that's nuts.
All right, boy, listen, you change your mind. You know where to catch me, don't
you? Okay, I may change my mind on
that. County jail. Just ask for Elmer Wayne.
Okay, see ya.
Woo, I am country!
There goes Elmer Wayne. Not my cousin.
Well, we don't have time to take any other calls.
Oh, man.